Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And thanks to our friend Jim Schwertner, that's Capital Land and Livestock, or Schwertner Farm and Ranch. Largest purveyor of cattle in the entire United States of America, right there from Schwertner, Texas, brings you the best morning radio reporter of things from A to Z. His name is Carter. Jimmy Carter.
Good morning. Thank you for that excellent recommendation. I've got stories that in order, I can't even give them all today, but I'm going to do them real fast because some of these just make certain people's heads spin around like that girl in Poltergeist. Mm-hmm. You know, here's one. MSNBC just told a majority of the employees who produce Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid's primetime evening shows that they are being let go as network programming overhauls the options to apply for new roles if they want to. But all of Rachel's people just got the boot.
Tulsi Gabbard. MSNBC and they're selling it to somebody, or they want to?
Yeah, it's some kind of shell game that they're playing.
Has somebody
that
bought it yet, or this is the old
it's
folks,
the
Paramount
process.
Or whoever?
It's not happened
they're
yet.
They're just positioning it for sale. Okay.
They're getting it for sale, and they're going to, and it's going to go away because, like MSNBC, is having to hire their own reporters and stuff because they can't use the MSNBC people anymore. And
really,
they won't be able to.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that
NBC
was the beauty.
Trying to get it away from MSNBC, so
they could share those resources, and that made for a big.
They can't do that anymore, so they're having to get all new people, and they're trying to change because this also involves the Golf Channel and several other networks that are part of this package that's swimming down the road. So stay tuned. That's a kind of a story that goes on every day, and they are screaming over there, these Joy Reids and all that stuff. They're jumping up and down. Tulsi Gabbard says, and this is the first time I've seen her say anything, she says, I have terminated all 100-plus NSA employees that were involved in transgender sex chats. Okay. That
in
was
what?
Her first act. Transgender sex chats.
Chats?
Yeah, there was some kind of chat thing that's been exposed. There was all this transgender stuff, and they were using, I guess, our equipment.
I get it, but this is 2025, baby. I don't care how much woke is being damaged, allegedly. That's a lawsuit. Unless they were doing it. Wait a minute. Well, she's not dumb.
All right,
unless they were doing it all on company
with the
time.
Government's equipment. I don't think you can do that.
And their computers.
You
got to
stop that. You got to quit doing that.
I get it.
It's your home computer. You can do it. But you can't do it with the government computers using their networks. And so on company time. Yeah, that's not allowed on company time.
Probably not allowed on any company time.
No, nobody's company.
Right.
If you're on the company equipment, right, they're doing monkey business.
I often order on Amazon while we're talking on the air.
But that's your business because that's your equipment. You can do what you want. You can order from whoever.
No, Bob's on the he's on a different computer, Bob. I mean, Jimmy. He's on the company computer. Mark the tank.
Well, I don't want to have to hear that knife cutting through the air in the Texas morning. Texas Lottery. Those people, they're going to be several people going to be looking for work involved with the Texas Lottery, too. And some of those are going to probably see some of the fine penal institutions of the state. That sounds like that is a mess.
This is going to be an American Greed or 2020 or 48 Hours episode.
Big time.
I'm convinced of that.
Well, you know, this may end up hurting a lot of other people, though. I mean, outside the state of Texas, Alabama is right now in their legislature is discussing, you know, trying to get the lottery in and stuff like this. That's going to be one thing, and it's probably going to get it defeated in the Alabama legislature again. Because they say, see, that's the kind of stuff that it brings, that kind of stuff. Blah, 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 blah. The other thing, real quick news.
So you'll know on that, and so our listeners know, at the crux of it, and they didn't used to allow this, but several years ago they started allowing, and they're called courier services, which means you can set up a shop in Des Moines, Iowa, and do business on the internet and tell people in Texas and all over the country, hey, why don't you play the Texas lottery? And then they'll also offer you the other state's lottery that will allow them to do that.
That should never have gotten through. Never.
Right. Well, that, it apparently, from the way the Attorney General may be reading the thing, who's investigating it as well, is that the governor's got DPS investigating the Rangers. I mean,
yes.
It's going to be a scandal. But even as far as what they've uncovered, is they were cranking out a million tickets to one person or a consortium of people.
Yeah.
That apparently included the guy that was heading the lottery. And in some of those cases, the numbers that were printed and issued were printed and issued, ladies and gentlemen, after the Powerball drawings.
Well, this is going to cause a good likelihood that the Texas lottery is going to disappear. If the legislature, they're meeting right now, I wouldn't be surprised if someone did something crazy. We'll see. There's a lot of money involved, but you can't be, you know, doing monkey business like that where people think they're buying something, they're getting scammed. So, big deal. Now, the national people are really getting into the Texas measles story. It's starting to be a bigger story nationally. So just FYI, I hope somebody's ringing the fire bell there in Texas about trying to get that under control.
Top story.
The other thing that seems to be getting out of control is this egg thing. Now that they're reaching up to $10 a dozen, we're getting apparently a lot of eggs from Turkey, and that the whole bird supply, I think it's pretty much getting to be, I hope that the Agriculture Department under Trump, he hadn't fired everybody that deals with eggs, because that is a big, big deal right now behind the scenes. And that's what, you know, it doesn't sound like it ought to be the first thing on the president's agenda, but it might be the first thing on the president's agenda because it's the economy, stupid, remember? And that is one of the things that's extremely affecting the economy. As eggs go up to $10 a dozen, and they are that in some states, some people use, 10, 20 dozen eggs in a day making certain things, bakery goods and everything like that. Prices are all going to go up again, and that's going to be one of the big things. So they better figure out how to get more eggs and how to save the flocks of birds that we have.
Well, the real sticky wicket from everything I'm reading and hearing, Jimmy, is that we are still killing, by order of the Agriculture Department, well over a million egg-laying hens every month, and it's now in the tens of millions or 100 million, I don't know, something like that. And it doesn't show any signs that it's stopping this deadly, potentially deadly bird flu that they're really alarmed is going to get into cows and everything else.
So. Oh, yeah, they got to isolate these things. And now, but same way with measles. You know, if this measles thing, yeah, it's in, you know, Podunk, Texas and a few other places. But if it gets out of that area into something and spreads like wildfire, that is not good. And that's going to be horrible for everybody on something that was already extinguished, a fire that was out. But then we've let people in the country that are not vaccinated and carrying all kinds of diseases, including this was another one where the alarm bells are going. And this is why I hope I'm hoping you got some smart people up in Washington that we need to cut the waste out, but you can't cut out everything. Right now, there are 50 people who are dying like every day or every hour of some kind of mystery disease in the Congo. Another one of those things again. There's a hemorrhagic fever. There's several diseases I've certainly never heard of before, but they're trying to monitor it. Some three children ate a bat, and within 48 hours, they were dead. And not that we're going to go around eating bats, but the bats, you know, had something to do with what started the COVID outbreak and all that. And Africa seems to be a petri dish for these
things. You've never eaten bat?
No, I have not. Not even in a ballpark.
It tastes exactly like bald eagle.
I'm sure. That's what.
That was M-pox. A Sammy Allred joke originally.
There is an outbreak of M-pox that's going on in that country too. There is
Monkey
also malaria is extremely prevalent in some of these places these days. There's Ebola and a bunch of stuff. So I don't know how we keep that stuff out of the country, but we need to. That reporter that was over at the Super Bowl that was found dead in Kenner, Louisiana. Remember that one? And they arrested this woman who grabbed his phone and it was charging a bunch of stuff. He had Xanax in his system, and he had not been prescribed that. And the woman that they're holding in jail on some fraud charges, her record showed that in the past she had drugged men and et cetera. So that she hadn't been charged with homicide yet, but it sounds like that is coming. Belize. Have you seen that story about three women dead at a condo in Belize?
No, but I have some great friends that just got back from a big festival there in Belize.
Well, this one, these three women, they were from the Boston area. They were seen with security cameras going into their room Thursday night or Friday night, whatever, and then they never left. And then the maids couldn't clean up the room, couldn't get in and all that stuff. So he finally, manager goes up there Sunday or Monday, and goes in there, and the women are all dead on the floor. And there's some alcohol that they see, and there are some gummies that are on the floor. And then their bodies, they apparently had ingested something. And they had some kind of froth around their mouth and vomit, that type of thing. So sounds like they took some kind of, they were out drinking and got into some gummy or something and probably got into fentanyl.
Yes,
something that was laced with fentanyl, and they just died. And so big investigation going on in Belize. There's a State Department warning about that country anyway, as crime has increased, more of a problem. I tell you what, we got enough problems in this country, but you start running off into some of these third world countries and you're out drinking and partying and God knows what all, that's a recipe for something not really good. President Trump got his big, beautiful bill passed last night by the Congress. I think I don't know if any of us thought that was going to happen.
He got it through the House. Did he get it through the Senate?
No, not yet. I mean, it just got through the House last night. So now it moves over to the Senate, and we shouldn't have a big problem over there. If the House was the one that couldn't wrangle everybody together, and it sounds like the Speaker did the vote that put it over. It was as close as you could get. We understand that Zelensky is going to visit Washington this week. He has agreed to this big deal involving raw earth, titanium, lithium, uranium, and other metals, about a dozen of them, that are used in high-tech stuff, aerospace, green energy, all that stuff. He didn't agree to what Trump wanted him to do, which was $500 billion, but it is a lesser amount, but it is something along the line. So that's what Trump does, see? He shoots a figure up like $500 billion when he knew he'd never get it. He really just wanted $100 billion, but they'll settle for two, and then he ends up winning. That's what people that don't understand when they're dealing with Trump, that's what he does. He throws out crazy stuff. Now, I still haven't figured out why he keeps calling Canada the 51st state. I don't know what that is doing other than making people mad. But
well, you know how crazy we thought he was when he said his plan to solve the Ukrainian-Russia deal was to turn Gaza into a resort, right?
Yeah, right.
Just since we've been talking, Jimmy, since you've been on the line with us, news blast here from the New York Post breaking. Trump shares AI video of his vision for Gaza, featuring a giant gold statue of him lounging poolside with Netanyahu. He shared it on Truth Social. And then the other part of this story is that Zelensky has said he considers this now a very good sign that peace is at hand, because President Trump is going to meet with him. And then Putin. And Putin is talking because we cut a mineral deal with him. Like, they're going to end this. Are you getting that?
Yeah, I definitely think the Ukraine thing is ending. It's going to end pretty soon. And then he's getting it. You know, he's getting a lot done up there, and people are just, it's making the other side, making their heads spin around. James Carville says that the Trump administration will collapse and, you know, within 30 days. It's already been a week, but in another 3 weeks, he thinks it will collapse. I don't see. I don't see that same thing, but we'll see. Taiwan is this is something. Taiwan has detained a Chinese ship suspected of cutting subsea cables. They caught them doing it. Boy, that's, you know, they've caught Russia doing that too. These cables are all under the seas, and we're very vulnerable. You know, I told you last couple of weeks ago that Apple is spending a couple of $1 billion to put in a cable between the United States and India. That's a landline. I mean, just a cable. And then these things can be cut if they can be found, and they can just whack out a lot of stuff in there. So that's going on. Chinese crew, you know, dumped to monkey business, cutting cables. Eli Lilly cutting price of a weight loss drug, Zepbound. About $50 cheaper a dose, trying to, you know, ward off copycats and putting a little competition in there for that. All right, back in a minute after this word from Jim Swerner.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Jim Swartner is good for us and Texas as well, I might add. And I mean that sincerely. All right, Jimmy, as we go now for page two, thanks for your information on, and this is breaking news about Putin and Zelensky. And I mean, that Ukraine war, it's like people didn't care anymore. I mean, I don't think they cared, but there's too much happening. I mean, 3 years as of Monday that thing's been going on. And I just looked it up. And I guess it's NATO has kept track of, since this thing started, 13,000 just Ukrainian civilians, not soldiers, have died. 13,000 people. 3,000 of them were children. And that doesn't include the soldiers on both sides. It's bad.
Yeah, it's a mess. There was a singer back in the set. Well, he's recently, he died this week, but his name was Robert John.
Mm-hmm. Sad eyes guy. Ah, Sad Eyes.
No, I don't.
Can you sing it, Jim?
Well, it was... No, it goes a long verse before it ever gets to the chorus. Eric doesn't know this song, I guess.
Why must you look at me that way? It's over.
All right, here it comes.
You didn't have your heart in it, Jim.
Anyway, Robert John,
you and I were
wired
to do falsetto.
79 years old. That song made it to number one back in 79 and was on the charts for 20 weeks. It was the whole year. It was getting played a lot.
I talked over you. How old was
it? 79 years old, too. Out in 79, and he was 79. He had a couple of other things, but that was his biggest one. Airlines, good Lord, there have been so many incidents. Amsterdam-bound KLM flight skids off the runway, emergency landing in Norway, 176 passengers. Yesterday, a near miss. And boy, I guess people are standing at the end of the runway just taking a picture of all the airplanes landing all the time, because this one it really had the Southwest plane coming in. And he
it's like a TV movie or movie crew.
He was gone.
And the guy follows it with the camera and zooms just right. I mean, it was like they were expecting it, and they weren't.
Yeah. So a jet going to Knoxville, one of those business jets. I'll have to generic it. A business jet crossing the runway when it wasn't supposed to cross the runway and would have run into the Southwest jet, but he saw it, and the pilot and pulled up. So, a lot of close. And then that one, earlier in the week in Atlanta, where they had smoke or haze in the cabin, had to lunch, put people on chutes and jump them out. There have been a couple of other instances, of things going on. And I guess these things always happen, but we're kind of heightened awareness of them right this minute. And crazy. And I know that this Texas rancher killed near the U.S.-Mexico border. I know the Texas Agriculture Commission saying a shocking act of violence, growing threat posed by cartel activity along our southern border. I urge all Texas farmers, ranchers, agriculture workers who travel to Mexico or operate near the border to exercise extreme caution. And there was an improvised explosive, IED, planted by a drug cartel. Didn't say why they would have planted an IED there. What is the purpose of that? I don't know. But whatever it was, he was in a pickup truck and considered, these drug cartels are considered foreign terrorist organizations. It's going to be interesting that first day that we get into a run with a cartel and cross over the Mexican border to take them out. That's going to be an international stink of biblical proportion, but that's coming.
Did you see the story yesterday? And it didn't happen here, and like so many stories as we've noted, there was a tsunami over in such and such, and it killed 7,000 people. Who cares? So most people probably don't care about this. I hear those stories too, and it's like, well, can't do anything about it. The entire country of Chile, okay. Chile, the entire grid failed yesterday.
Ooh. Hadn't seen
now,
that one.
They were able to get about 10% of the country back so far. Of course, they had a very dark overnight. Whole country was under curfew. And they said it was just that their power grid, one caused one thing to fail and another. I don't know why anybody'd want to hack and cause chaos in Chile, but
that's where you start. That's like testing it out. Didn't we just watch this movie, Zero Whatever?
Really? Yeah.
What was the movie, Jimmy?
Zero Day.
Zero Day. Yeah.
There are 19 million people in that little country. I mean, that's like it's like two or three New York cities, right?
Yeah, I think it's a long old country, though. It's a long, skinny thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when we get one of these. Because the bad people are trying it on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
People are without water.
Every day.
All those people are out of water, too, even if they have a well, because, there's no pressure to pump it or whatever. So
I was trying to read Twitter about it and see, and I'm looking at some pictures, and you can see people walking around in dark and with emergency lights on, but all the Twitter feeds are in Spanish. And so without going through it, I don't speak that, so I can see the pictures are quite clear, though. People walking around with emergency lights on in airports and places like that. Quite crazy.
Well, they're getting it on in some homes now and all that, so it's apparently getting better. But, here's one story. It says, chaos has erupted.
The power is back to most homes now. Millions without.
In Santiago,
It says authorities said on Wednesday power had been restored to most homes, according to their news
agency.
Well, it
was a complete failure of the grid. I don't think you could get that many up that fast, typically.
It looks pretty dark.
Unless you turn it back on a minute after it went off. That was a storyline in the, what was it?
Zero day, but all the panic that happened in that minute and a half or whatever it was.
Yep. Can't imagine.
We don't want to have that happen for sure. Okie dokie. You guys have a great Wednesday.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy. Yeah, lots of stuff. Lots of good stuff. Jimmy Carter and his today's Wednesday, man. Can you believe that? Wednesday already on the shortest month of the year, runs out on Friday. Lots to come here this morning. We're gonna pay attention to our little drama, too, with our good friend and show contributor, Carlos Machiste, this morning. And it might be entertaining. It just might be. It better be, because there's not much educational value to it. That and some other great things, I'm going to promise you, that are coming from Eric Raines. Stay tuned. It's 8:01.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.